So you got somebody down here who did the work. And has revealed that you're in a system that is a cyclic system to move you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. Now, what does that mean exactly? Because I don't think people are grasping the concept that the spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. It's totally opposite. The flesh mind is all about me, 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 me. The spirit mind is oneness with God. The flesh mind, you could think of the flesh mind as like, let's say you started a business and you had 10 people on the team. There's one or two that are not team players. It's all about me. It's the flesh mind. They only care about their agenda. They don't care about the team or the vision. There's no vision except for themselves. It's kind of like a marriage. Let's say two people get married. And the marriage is a joint venture, but everybody's thinking about themselves. That marriage will not last. Even if one person is thinking about themselves, it won't last. If you can study game theory, if both people understood game theory, the marriage not only would last, but it would prosper in both directions, whatever direction they want to go. Any direction, if you understand game theory. Because in the fallen state, everybody has their own agenda, right? And so you understand that other person, even though they have a different agenda, deep down it's the same agenda, they just don't know it. But temporarily, that agenda seems different, but it's not. Because you might say, well, how can everybody have the same agenda? Because everybody's on the same path. Back to God.
In 2 miles, take exit 126A for US 421 South towards Sanford.
Everybody's on the agenda back to God, but the flesh mind is the anti. So the Antichrist spirit is the flesh mind. So you're bombarded every day by the news, the media, the school system, the school buses. Everybody's training you to think like the system. And when God reaches down and reveals something outside the system, they have to abort you out of the system because you don't think like them anymore. So that's why they persecute you, because the flesh always persecutes the spirit. The flesh mind is the flesh. It's all about food. Eat, sleep, make babies. Eat, work, spend. Use the system, abuse it. There's a verse in the Bible that says, be careful how you use this world, knowing that the
fast... In a half mile, take exit 126A for US 421 South towards Sanford.
Knowing that the fashion of this world passes away. In other words, you're going to be held accountable for what you do down here.
Take exit 126A, then take the US 421 South ramp.
The woman's actually looking for a man to lead her and guide her. She doesn't know him, but spiritually, really.
Take the US 421 South ramp.
In the physical ramp, but also in the spiritual, mental. But no human, whether it's a man or woman, arrives.
Continue
there.
On US 421 South for 26 miles.
Arrives there instantly. But I promise you, when a man gets married, the Holy Spirit, if he's saved, the Holy Spirit comes in and starts to teach him a lot of stuff, right? Now, especially if you marry if you have an enemy in your own house, the Holy Spirit is coming in to protect you. You've got an actual enemy in your own house trying to take you out, you know, trying to kill you, trying to poison you, trying to put you in jail, trying to make you homeless, trying to break you, trying to Jezebel you, trying to bring you under subjection. I mean, the Holy, whether it's a man or woman, the Holy Spirit's going to start to open your eyes if you really are in a dangerous situation, because you have a calling down here. You have a calling for good and not evil, right? God has a calling on your life. I'm going down this back road. I'm taking these back roads for an hour, and there's no stores or anything. Wild stuff. At least I can do 65 going down the highway. One of the lies that the system tries to tell you and brainwash you to think that there's a scarcity. But there's no such thing as scarcity. The scarcity lie is man-made. All you have to do is look to your right, see all the grass, all the trees, all the wild animals. There's no scarcity. A scarcity is a man-made thing. Scarcity is a man-made thing. I was just thinking, I had a thought just come to my mind. Wouldn't it be crazy that if the Democrats and Russia were working together, they say that because of the war, Russia's got made more money during the war than any other time, or their economy's gotten better. Wouldn't it be crazy if it was a big psyop to the whole world that the USA and Russia were working together? So they can make all that money and all the things about Russian interference and meddling in the election. If all that was a psyop? If behind the scenes, Trump and Biden working together and all the stuff going on behind the scenes, wouldn't it be a trip if all this drama and all this chaos was just a facade? Wouldn't it be like it's kind of like a Jerry Springer show, but behind the scenes, they got all these actors and producers and script writers saying, okay, we're getting ready to go out on stage, and you have got to follow your script to the T. And Russia and the USA are actually part of the script, and they're playing their role. And so now they put everybody in fear, like the devil does fear darts, right? So Ukraine attacks a city inside Russia, and Russia says, wait a minute now, we're gonna have a nuclear incident here. And it's not going to be limited to Ukraine, is what Russia's saying. So now everybody's in fear. And wouldn't it be crazy if that was all scripted behind the scenes, like a Jerry Springer drama? And don't think it ain't. It might not be scripted by humans, but it's scripted by the unseen forces. We know that. When Ukraine was going to join NATO or whatever they were going to join, and then Russia got paranoid and went to war, that paranoia could have been an archon in the guy's mind. Putin probably has paranoia, you know? and that's why he did what he did. But at the same time, you had that buffer zone where he said that the Nazi coalition was trying to get next to. They knew that would happen. They knew if they tried to bring Ukraine into the I'm not a political person, but if they tried to bring Ukraine into that, what is it, NATO or whatever they were talking about, they knew that Putin would be mad about that because there's no buffer zone there. No buffer zone. I just said, at least I'm doing 65, and then I get to come up on a sign that says 55, work zone, speed limit, 55, $250 fine. And so notice how I spoke speed limit stuff, and then I come up on, I've never been on this highway in the last 20 years probably, and I come up on signs that reduce the speed limit. Now, where did that come from? So this goes back to this other video I was talking about, how that atheist was talking about how God, every leaf, there's some theories out there that every leaf that falls off a tree, God is in control. And he says, where's your free will in that, you know? And on that podcast at the very end, he was talking about how you have no free will. God is, they're trying to say God is a dictator and all that stuff. But they don't read the part about God is love. And so in their mind, they're saying God tortured Job just to prove a point to the devil and this, that, and the other. But those things, all this stuff was written for your admonition. That there's a bigger agenda than just this little 3D experience. There's another agenda out there. And he's saying, well, if all the leaves of the trees, God is that omnipotent, omniscient, then where's our free will? Well, your free will is to believe on Jesus and live forever and become sons of God. I don't really think that the universe has other life in it, but everybody seems to think that nowadays. Those other planets and stars. I think it's just a projection. I believe when you look out at the universe, there's all possibilities. And so when a universe is created, it's almost like a person's born again and their mind is like a little universe in and of itself, and it's created out there in the stars as a reflection. I really believe we're in a 3D hologram, and the 2D projection comes from the stars. And everybody says, oh, they read the stars, they're into sorcery and witchcraft. They probably are. They're trying to forecast based on the stars. But think about how it all cycles. And there's new stars appearing, and there's the same story repeating. Genesis 3 repeats. I'm not saying the witches and the New Age people are exactly right on what they're saying, but I'm saying there's something to the fact that I know we're in a holographic experience. And so what you look out into the stars, into the sky, is just a reflection or of what's going on in your life. I'm not saying you can predict the future. You would have to be a master. You would have to be God to be able to look at the stars and say, okay, I can see what's happening. Because if it's a 3D projection from a 2D surface and all possibilities are in Christ out there, then your mind is not big enough to look at in other words, what I'm saying, if you have a holographic image and the interference pattern is so complicated, there's no way you can figure it out. Not even AI can figure it out. there might be a time when there's computing power for an AI to filter out a interference pattern in a holographic image, but I just don't think it's possible. It would have to be a supercomputer. And the fact that you can look at a hologram, so you can record a hologram on a 2D surface, and no matter how you turn it, embedded in that 2D surface is an image that you can turn. But if you try to decode it just by looking at the 2D surface, it's impossible. So in order to decode this place or to see through the 3D, you have to have a spiritual mind. And the spiritual mind will show you the archetypes. It will show you that you're really outside of time while you're in time, because you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. All the verses that are different, all the verses talking about supernatural stuff that are in different books, you put them all together and you say, oh, okay. Put all the puzzle pieces together and it all starts to make sense. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. By Him all things consist. We're seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. You're not really down here. You're already seated in the heavenlies. You're spiritually seated in the heavenlies. So what is this? How can you be in two places at one time? You know, everybody talks about learning how to teleport and all that. You're actually teleporting right now. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. But you're also down here at the same exact time. And so I'm going down the highway, and the trees repeat, the grass repeats, the dashes repeat, the street signs repeat. It all repeats. The dirt repeats, the rocks repeat, the cornfield, the corn repeats. So am I really moving? It feels like it, it looks like it, but I'm not. Because it's the same storyline every moment. I'm looking at grass, okay? 5 seconds later, I'm looking at grass. 5 seconds later, I'm looking at grass. 5 seconds later, it's green grass. 5 seconds later, green grass. It just all repeats. And so if it's all repeating, it's just the same color green is over here as back there. You didn't really move. If I can pull over on the side of the road, walk into the woods with my knife, take the bark off a tree, eat the inner bark, and go down the road an hour, pull off the side of the road,